Pink Slime Cube proudly presents Lily's Last Graduation Party, written and narrated by Richard C. Morgan. How often have you ever gotten a graduation party? Maybe once? Maybe one for each change of schools? I don't know. Lily Turner had a graduation party every single grade. And these weren't just little shindigs in the backyard on a folding table. No, no. These were each visits to a water park. Her hometown was one of the few places in the state that had a clown-themed water park. The closest you could get to an aquatic circus for miles around. No, Lily's parents weren't the lavish type, determined to spoil their child. They just hated the sound of her high-pitched, whining voice more than they hated spending money. Lily just barely made it past fifth grade, so that meant another graduation party was in the books. As it goes with children, what was fun and fully engaging yesterday is less so tomorrow. Lily still loved clowns. Lily still loved water parks. But Red Nose Reef was becoming less and less the dopamine fix it used to be. Why? Lily wasn't sure. She found herself knowing where everything in the park was. What time each clown had their own miniature performance. As much fun as it was, it had become familiar. Like the back of her own pudgy hand, she knew it well. Nothing was novel anymore. Nothing was unexpected. There was no more thrill of discovery. And with no thrill, that specter that every child detests has room to get in. The specter of boredom. So that graduation party, after spending no more than half an hour watching clowns or splashing in water, Lily began wandering the park, trying to find some nook or cranny that she had never seen before. She found a measure of success. There was a narrow space between one of the maze castles and the chain-link fence that kept out the outside, grown-up world. It spanned several feet, just enough to make Lily feel like she had found some kind of secret spot. There was that momentary thrill of discovery again. It was short-lived. That little space was quiet. Quiet like the adult world on the other side of the fence. Discarded water bottles and plastic bags pressed up against the fence. That silence. Oh. The road that boredom travels is paved in silence. Lily shuddered and continued exploring. Her search took her upward to the dizzying array of water slides. Although she was sure that she had been down every single one of them, she searched still. She was about to give up when one walkway continued a little further than she remembered. This particular lineup of slides was all the colors of the rainbow, and then stopped. But at this time, it kept on going. She didn't remember that. Her feet sped up, along with her pulse. At the far end of the gallery was a slide made of lacquered wood. She hesitated for but a moment, fearing splinters, but her curiosity got the better of her. She clambered in and slid down. The slick wood was safe and allowed her to rocket up to such speed that her lips threatened to start flapping against her gums. The world went dark as she landed in a pool somewhere. When she could see straight, she was in some underground cave. No, wait. Caves didn't have walls made of bricks. The next thing she saw was a clown standing on a raised stone platform. He was dressed in all white. He was surrounded by a small mob of other clowns. They were all looking at her.
Catch the sacrifice!
The clown in white shouted. The colorful crowd limped, hopped, and boing-boinged towards Lily. They had her before she could react. They strapped her down to a polka-dotted beanbag chair. The high priest, or whatever he was, plunged the sacrificial dagger into her chest, but it was a balloon tied in the shape of a dagger, so it didn't accomplish much. Frustrated, they all let her go. She never went back. She never went near another clown. She did her best to graduate as quietly as possible from then on.
Hey, I've got great news. If you've been listening to my other shows, I'm combining most of them into one big brand called Golden Piracube Fiction. That way my uploads will be more consistent. But don't worry, Pink Slime Cube is staying right where it is. I need a place where my brain can play, and that's what Pink Slime Cube is. But hey, if you want my brain to play more, tell your friends about this show so I can start running ads. And that'll help me open up all kinds of other options, like extra content with subscriptions and the like. Okay, have fun. I'll see you the next time here on this show or the other one. Golden Piracube Fiction. I know it sounds funny. Bye.